Hello.
Good morning. April 28th, April 29th, 2022. We have three cards here. And they are the Lovers, the Queen of Wands, and the Seven of Wands. Steamy. This is a morning coffee jumpstart the brain, brush the teeth, feed the kids, all ages project. But after dark, it would be an entirely different story. In the center today is the Queen of Fire, who, along with the other queens of the court, embody an element of water. In the pass position, and the heavyweight card of the spread, is the Lovers, number 6 of the major arcana, Gemini, the sign of the twins. The number 6 is a karmic number, so this is no easy card. Also called the Choice, this card usually shows a male human standing between two female humans at a fork in the road, having to choose between them. Another olden time card shows a biblical Adam and Eve, a huge angel hovering over in between them. There is a dormant volcano in the distance in between them on the card, so we have a clue as to the explosive energy of this nude couple. On another version, we see a winged cherub flitting about over their heads, bow in hand, arrow cocked, ready to choose for this poor undecided soul, should he be unable to choose for himself. The two women are interpreted in olden times to represent virtue and vice, a quaint cut-and-dried analysis and assessment of women, particularly. But the Queen of Wands, Aries Sagittarius Leo, is a natural entrepreneur and career woman. Career women haven't officially even been around that long, and were certainly in olden times considered to be downright sinful. Nurse, schoolteacher, or librarian were pretty much the only respectable jobs for a woman for a long time, and although the Queen of Wands could very well be anything she chooses to be, or he chooses to be, she's more likely an actress, businesswoman, radio or media personality, teacher, or even a politician. On the olden cards, we sometimes see a black cat at her feet. TarotHeaven.com has a fascinating, in-depth analysis of the Queen of Wands, her once leonine matriarchal power now domesticated into the black cat. Although the cat is missing from the Morgan Greer card, it seems an important detail to me, the domesticated part. Back to that virtue and vice concept again. In the upcoming position is the Seven of Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, and we see a human standing his ground, or defending himself or herself against a possibly adoring mob, or not. The 6 thick branches we see being held up by a faceless crowd are restless and hostile. Whatever choice has been made in the past, the Lovers is a card of destiny, and you may have had to justify and defend your decision or choice. You or someone may have chosen or are choosing career over a relationship, but some people are natural leaders. The Queen of Wands, carrying a huge sunflower, radiates so much warmth and light, she represents solar power. Irresistible is a good word for the Queen of Wands. The human who stands out on the Seven of Wands in the upcoming position may be a good candidate for a king or queen himself or herself. The Queen of Wands knows how to use her wand or staff or club as well, which she holds firmly in her right hand. So in the pass position, we have a major choice. The queen in the center is a passionate, inspiring leader, and the defender of the Seven of Wands is holding his own with a single weapon, outnumbered 6-1. Fun fact. Prez Z, a futuristic Aquarian with his moon in Leo, is a fire snake in the Chinese zodiac whose life path number is the karmic 6. Destiny is ours. Fate is not recognizing, claiming, or accepting it.